All on the corners of your bed, but you got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me, and secretly I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar.
slipped into the arms of a long-distance lover. Then they turned back the covers and danced the redova till the light of the dawn. Thank you.
Good morning, Medford and Somerville community.
This is Chief Keefe's Barrier Reefs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Tortellini Tom here with...
This is DJ Midnight Rider.
The Midnight Rider here, coming at you with the early morning mix, trying to bring you some fresh tracks to start your morning, right?
We hate to interrupt the random selection of random bluegrass music.
And you want
to
try that again?
Popular country music.
Yeah, we figure we got stuck on our commute, a lot of traffic on the way over here. So we're glad to be joining you guys now and bringing you some tunes. Hope everyone on their commute or just trying to get the morning started off right, cook a little breakfast, maybe sit here with us for a bit and listen to some tunes.
So one song, the next song that you're hearing now is actually about a commute. One of Duke Ellington's most famous tracks is called Take the A Train, which is a train that goes through Harlem.
I remember Harlem.
So here we go.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave. This garden in the shade. We would shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
And you know that one, that was Octopus's Garden by the Beatles. Next we have a road classic. This is a classic road song, sticking with our commute today. This is Valerie.
Oh, this is a classic.
Under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
Valerie's starting up right now for you.
Place so same boy I used to be. Thank you.
Hello. We're just checking in with you here a little bit half past the hour. We just brought you, you heard a nice run of some oldies right there, some Steve Winwood, a little Funky Town, and some Sly and the Family Stone there right at the end. Hoping to bring you some of the classics here on your morning commute. I know, you know, Chief Keef Spirit Reese is playing a little bit of everything. We're kind of keeping it old today. I woke up feeling like I was like 65 because my back was hurting, so I figured we'd keep it in that mood for the day. What are your thoughts on Knight Rider, Midnight Rider, on our streak of old songs?
I'm all for it. I mean, if we're talking about going to commutes, there's nothing that says, you know, off to the grind like some oldies work jams. And I'd say that Everyday People and Valerie are work jams if I've ever heard them before.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, something to keep you focused and, like, I don't know, just finding a good walking beat, I think, is the, at least in my mind, something, you know, not every commute you're walking, but I think, like, something that is just quick enough that you can step your feet to it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So are you ready with another track?
Let's do that PSA first.
Okay, we're gonna open up just a little bit here.
WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
You. Texas, live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to f- so we took it to go, told him don't even plate it. And we never talked too much after I blew up, just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I text her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I text her and told her I love it. And right after text her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negatives to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's f***ed up, girl, I'm still f***ing with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the f*** up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you, your girl, is it true? You getting money? You think the you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Get right, get right, all right. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My n***s hang like ain't no curfew. If you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met later that night after my session. She came over, I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her, and so I did. But that was last month, and now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and she wish I was average. And sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you, your girl, is it true? You getting money? You think the you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Get right, get right, all right. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Get right, all right.
And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Get right, damn right, all right. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Get right, damn right, all right, oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Come on, smoke some dank. Call it ball in high. Potato. Old National got the skanks. Everybody.
Check it. Well, it's the M-I cricket letter. Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, there he go again, talking that shit. Bend corners like I was a curve. I struck a nerve, and now you about to see the southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried, cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sax, B-I-G-B-O-I, is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that.
Thank you. wanna change your mind, I wanna make your mind, I wanna figure it out. Taking out, I wanna show how, I wanna know what it means to be all about. I wanna change your mind, I wanna make your mind, I wanna figure it out. Taking out, I wanna show you how, I wanna know what it means to be all.
Turn the music down a little bit. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
For the thrill, for the rush, I do it for the pain, for your touch.
Hello, hello, good morning. We're near the end of the hour here. It is 8:55 a.m. and this is Tortellini Tom here with
DJ Midnight Rider.
The Midnight Rider, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Kill! happen.